Hi, so my name is Sister Zai Zander. I'm a storyteller. I also work as a current affairs coordinator at 3CR. You can find me running curating spaces for African voices to be heard under a project called the Pan-African Poets Cafe. I've been involved in storytelling here in Melbourne for a while. I started with a women's storytelling collective. That was quite fun. So I've been involved with 3CR hosting or producing and programming a women's and Indigenous hip-hop show for a while. But I like to play a lot of reggae. So that happens a lot, along with R&B and soul. I just think all these sounds are really connected. And if we isolate them, we forget that there's a history. There's a history behind every genre of music, and that history is really important for understanding, I think, the Black experience and how the Black experience in the world really informs wider society, our culture, and that's often not really well represented for interesting reasons. The women's live-to-air training has been really important for me in terms of I mean, working in radio, just in general, but also because I wanted to learn how to capture some of these really precious moments that happen at the Pan-African Poets Cafe and bring that to a wider audience. So that's something that I can see happening. Hasn't happened yet, but I can see it happening. The first time I put poetry to music, or wrote a poem for music, was with a producer. He's passed away, unfortunately, but this is a song that I came up with for it, and it's pretty significant because this is the reason why a lot of young people don't tell their stories publicly and aren't 100% truthful or authentic when they do. So I hope you get this. Das World kicked up by hot desert wind, blowing by hot air fucks up my cool as sun beats down my pretty face and sweat pours down my pretty face. It's the final round and I hear a mocking crowd and it drenches me in spit of verbal missiles. But I'm Ali's butterfly groove. I constantly knock him out smooth. I'm a rain dancer, even in the driest conditions. That's my mission, telling stories that release nuclear fissions. Yesterday, I fell in love with a river red gum 400-year-old nobby, scarred, scratched, smoothed bark, silver, red river gum with thick old boughs that reach out, extending a little to the left and then to the right, but always upward to the skies. And she showered me
with love vibration.
So intense. I had to gasp. So powerful. I felt sucked right into the heart of her, right into the delicate willing part of us. You are so beautiful, mama, river, red gum. You are beauty.